that I'd been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
Podcast on AverageJoeGaming.com. This is episode 173.
It might not be on AverageJoeGaming.com because the site's all broken.
Oh, yeah, I got to fix that.
What's wrong with it?
It's like a virus-prone site right now.
Yeah.
Still? I thought you fixed it.
Well, no, I fixed it before, and now it's
That was like a year ago.
Yeah, no, that was like a couple months ago, and now like Google, like if you try to go to the website, it'll give you this. I'll show you. It'll do this.
Is it like, this side does not say, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Doesn't come up in search engines and stuff no more.
How do I keep going to it? There it goes.
Huh.
And then there goes our site.
Look at those recent reviews.
So yeah, I got to talk with, what's that place?
WordPress.
GoDaddy.
Norton.
I gotta go talk with GoDaddy to fix that shit. And since I lost my debit card, I can't pay for any of this stuff until tomorrow. So when I get my temporary one at the bank.
Okay. Well,
but not everything. I mean, you could still get everything on the
streaming services.
Yeah, that stuff's still working. I turned my mic off.
Has it been off this entire time?
No, you turned it off and then turned it back on.
Okay.
I turned it off mid speak.
Mid speech.
Okay. Well. Hey everybody, welcome to the Average Joe's Coverage Podcast on Average Joe Gaming Streaming Services.
YouTube?
This is episode 173 of the Average Podcast. I'm your host, Brian. With me, I've got Austin Clark.
Hello, hello.
William Mullins.
Who that? Who that?
No.
Why not?
Because that song is so last year.
What's his new song again? What's his new song?
I don't remember.
It's better than...
It's really similar.
Yeah, but it's better than Who That. It was still on like 2.5 minutes long.
Who dis?
Who dis? Yes, this is the Average Podcast. In case you've never listened to the show before, this is how it goes down. Talk about what we've been up to. Talk about the new games coming out this week. Then we talk about the news. So.
Why aren't we monkeys still?
Austin Clark, tell us about yourself.
Hi. Well.
Austin, first, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why aren't we monkeys still?
Because of evolution.
They got thumbs on their feet. Why don't we have thumbs on our feet? You know how useful that could be?
Because we don't climb trees.
Well, we could pick up shit with our feet.
Yeah, but...
I could pick up stuff with my feet. Give me something.
I could, like, eat a sandwich and, like, still type on a computer.
Eat a sandwich That's, with your foot?
Yeah.
And, like, butter your toast with your feet?
And I can use Mattel.
I don't know if they can butter their toast with their feet. I don't know.
Why did we lose those things? Why was those evolved out of us?
Because we don't climb trees.
But we can still use it.
Yeah, but we don't need. We're mainly on the ground, so like we don't need our feet to look like hands.
But we could still use it. It's still useful.
Yeah, but that's how evolution works, Will.
I'm just saying
if you don't use that stuff, it's gonna go away.
I'm just saying that
when they say use it or lose it.
Austin,
they mean it.
I'm just saying that we didn't need to evolve out of that. Like, you got, like, 30... Like, every new phone comes out, it has, like, 20 million different features. You don't use them all, but they're there. The human body could have had a million different features, and even though we didn't use them all, we still got appendixes. We don't use that, but it's there. Some people might use it. Some people use it to die, like Brian did.
Those probably go away in a few hundred years.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, the fact that we don't use them is not really true, though.
Appendixes?
Yeah, it does filter out, like...
I thought it didn't do anything except explode and kill you.
No, it filters out, like, seeds and fucking...
Nuts,
yeah, basically. And when I was a kid, I used to eat a lot of popcorn and a lot of peanuts. Still do.
So now it's not filtering anymore?
Yeah, so now it's just coming out in my poop.
Yep.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the science is. I don't know what the science is and why it filters those things, but like that's what it does. It has a function. Just it fails
and blows up and tries to kill you.
No.
I'm worried about that. Have you ever had your appendix burst?
No, I think the only one here that has is Brian.
I know, but it doesn't feel like a ticking time bomb in your body.
Yeah, but just like a brain aneurysm is a ticking time bomb.
Eat up those peanuts.
But no, like a brain aneurysm, like you wouldn't even know that's gonna happen until you're dead, and then you're like, oh, I had a brain aneurysm, I'm dead. And then you wake up dead, Austin.
Well, you don't wake up.
You go to sleep dead and you wake up. You go to sleep alive and you wake up dead.
That's right.
Scary movie.
Yeah.
Anthony Anderson. Mm-hmm. Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart's first role.
But if a rat is in the house, does that make it a mouse?
Those guys are funny.
That was a good movie.
All right.
No, but your appendix doesn't just explode out of nowhere. It gets infected for a couple days first.
And then you're like, oh, I got a tummy ache. Your mom's like, shut up and sit down. You ate too much candy. And you're like, I didn't need any candy.
Yeah, that's how it went down in my life. Shut up and sit down. Sit down and study.
You ate too much candy. I didn't need any candy.
All
right, so is it my turn?
No.
Yeah, it is, Will.
Go ahead, Austin. Hurry up. You only got limited time.
I don't know where to begin. We haven't done this in a long time. What do you guys want to know?
What have you been doing?
It's a little panda.
Mm-hmm.
It's a baby panda.
Look at it.
He's doing crunches.
Aerobics.
It's stuck on his back. And people wonder why pandas are almost extinct. Because of this stuff. Have you ever seen a panda? Like, they, like, fall out of trees and stuff. They're, like, prone to death.
They're like
nobody's helping them.
Yeah. Like, I don't think nature wants those things to live. They're like the, they're like those
people.
No, they're like those things from The Simpsons. The screaming, that screaming worm thing. And it was like, it screams every, when it's not screaming, it might be dying. It's sexually attracted to fire. And it's like, yeah. I think nature wants these things to die.
It's like that was.
I actually saw that episode
from South Park.
Surprising.
Oh, the those alien things.
I saw Don't Breathe. You guys saw it.
Uh huh. Yeah.
That's the first time in a long time we all seen a movie. No. Yeah.
We all saw Batman vs Superman.
Yeah, that was in March,
a year ago.
We all saw Suicide Squad.
He didn't see
that
it.
That was like in July.
He saw it.
Yeah.
Eventually, right?
Yeah. It was still in theaters.
I think this is the first time we all seen a movie and was able to talk about it at the same time.
Maybe. I mean, that movie's also been out for like two, three weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah, but
I think two, 3 weeks.
This is the first time we're talking about it.
I liked it. Liked it quite a bit. So, yeah. That's that. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. What about the superpowers?
Did you find them I'm fine
as consistent as me and Brian did?
They were a little inconsistent, but that's when you take your brain and you shut it off. You try to be like, well, you know, he's probably worked up right now, so maybe he's not listening as
honestly,
well.
Honestly, like,
you know?
I noticed the inconsistencies, but like it didn't bother me like I thought it would.
Yeah.
It bothered me.
Well, like I said, when I was going into it, I was like, oh, I hope... That was actually
this is gonna annoy me.
Literally something I said was, usually for movies like this where somebody has some kind of disability, their extra senses are radically inconsistent throughout the film. And like,
so
I didn't feel like they were radically.
So I'm going to be
honest. No, I thought it was fine.
So I'm going to be honest. I had no idea what this movie was about before I saw it.
Good.
I didn't even know about it.
Good.
I know Patrick wrote something on Facebook about it, and I was like, oh. It was like, if you have money, go see it. And I was like, oh.
I saw it opening weekend.
And then Janelle wanted, the only reason we saw it, I wanted to see that robot movie.
Robot movie?
Yeah, the one with the girl.
What's a robot movie?
The one with the girl robot, and like she starts like
Morgan?
Killing people. Yeah, Morgan. I wanted to see that movie.
I don't think that's a robot movie.
It's an Android movie.
Was it out?
Yeah, it was out. That movie came out the week of that. Like, they both came out the same week.
And it flopped. It was horrible.
Well, I wanted to see that movie instead. And Janelle was like,
was it
but
about
I want
an Android?
Yeah. It's about Android.
I thought it was a girl who just like is experimenting on.
No, I'm pretty sure it's an Android. because they did that whole the Watson, you know, IBM Watson made a trailer for it.
Whatever.
Because they're like, all these robots are taking over. But I wanted to see that movie instead, and she was like, "But I want to see something scary." So we saw that movie.
Better choice.
How do you know? You didn't even see it, you piece of shit. You saw that one movie.
The trailers look bad.
What's that movie?
Kubo and Two Strings.
That's on Netflix right now. That came out like 3 months ago at Austin Side in movie theaters. The first one starred Keanu Reeves.
What?
Matrix?
No. No.
The Matrix sees?
He gets to like, ah.
Point Break.
Point Break, yeah.
Oh, okay. That was not you saw that my movie. Decision yeah, at all.
You saw that movie, Austin.
That's the one where you take a bullet for the team.
Okay. Wait, whose decision was Don't Breathe?
That was both of ours. We both wanted to see it.
When do you pick movies?
I wanted to see Kubo.
What's Kubo?
Kubo and
Kubo
Two Strings.
That and the claymation movie.
It's not claymation.
Stop motion movie.
Yeah. Oh. They're puppets.
I don't like
about the little
motion.
Japanese boy.
It looks pretty good.
It was a really good movie. It was pretty good. I liked it. Don't Breathe was good. I felt like there was something I was going to say. Oh, you went into it not knowing anything. I feel like that's a really good movie to go in not knowing anything, but then they fuck it up. Another thing I really didn't like was the very first scene is the guy fucking dragging the girl by her hair like through the streets. I was like, seriously, you're going to fucking show that right from the start?
Yeah, the person I was with, I was like, well, we know she's going to get out of the house and that he's going to get her.
Yeah.
And she's like, how do you know that? And I was like, the first scene in the movie is him dragging her through the streets.
Although I didn't realize it was that girl until like later.
Oh, really?
But you still get him dragging a chick through the street, so you know, like, okay, this guy's no one to fuck with. He's pretty
okay,
crazy.
Okay, wait. Well, what's you know the best scene in the movie?
Well, wait. The trailer's also
turkey
well, baster. You didn't see the trailers.
Yeah. That's the best scene of the movie.
You didn't see the trailers, right?
No.
The other thing show it off. The other thing that was ruined in the trailer is the girl in the basement.
Yeah.
Because I knew she was going to be down there. Mm-hmm. The person I was with hadn't seen any trailers. So she didn't know.
She was like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that was in the trailer.
Yeah. I think that was a really...
I should stop watching trailers.
Yeah.
I thought you got to go dark,
I went into
Brian.
Room. You guys, have you guys ever seen Room?
The Room?
No, Room.
Room.
Is that on...
It's on Amazon.
Okay, I'm going to watch that.
You should watch it. It's real fucking good. But I hadn't seen any trailers. I didn't really know anything about the movie.
Maybe I did watch it. What's it about?
It's about the girl and her son. And they've been kidnapped.
Oh, no, I didn't watch that yet, but... Because Brie Larson or whatever her name is in it? Okay, yeah. No, I haven't watched it yet.
Well, anyways, you saw it, right?
No.
You didn't see it?
No.
What's wrong with you guys?
Well, I seen it. It doesn't look like in the picture, it looks like it's a girl holding a baby.
Yeah, it does. Like, it does look like a sweet,
it looks like a movie that I wouldn't want to watch.
Okay, so, anyways, the movie's real good.
Don't tell us about
it. I'm not going to tell you anything, but, like, I saw the movie and I was like, whoa! And then I was telling somebody else about it, and I was like, here, watch a trailer. And I put on the trailer, and I was like, oh, everything. God, turn this off. And like, it showed so much, and I was like, that's no good.
Right.
See,
bad trailer.
That's why you got to go dark. You got to go dark, man.
That's the thing, though. If you're unsuspecting guy who never saw the movie, you might think that trailer is good. And it's like, oh, yeah, I want to see the movie now.
But it shows you too much.
But
all trailers are like that now.
You don't know that.
All trailers are so bad now. They show you too much in the movie and everything in video games and fucking and movies and music videos. All trailers suck.
There's like major plot points, like, you know, the girl in the basement.
Right.
Why
Apocalypse.
Are you showing me that? Right. The whole movie does.
You're supposed to show that.
He's supposed to be like just some regular guy. And you're supposed to be, you know, think that he's just, you know.
Yeah, the only thing I knew about the movie going into it, because I kept asking, like, every time Janelle was like, let's see, watch that movie, Don't Breathe. And I was like, what the hell is that movie even about? She's like, it's about a blind guy. And somebody tries to break into his house. And
that's
I was
good.
Like, oh.
Okay.
And then I was like, I don't understand. Why is everybody losing their shit over this movie? I don't get it.
Yeah, the trailer, you could just show, like, the build-up, why they're going to go steal his house, show the house, whatever, show them about to steal, and then show him.
Show
like,
the guy.
Shooting and fucking like grabbing them in the
quick,
dark
yeah. And like, yeah
and then it's like oh
and I'm like sneaking by them and like that type of stuff like tense moments Don't show any.
That's how like trailers used to be. It used to be just like a bunch of quick edits, so that you just had glimpses of what was happening.
Mm. Not anymore, man.
It reminded me of The Last of Us, because I got that same feeling of like sight doesn't matter for the bad guys. Mm-hmm. So it's just that much more tense when like the bad thing is right on top of you, and you're like, oh fuck. Oh,
that scene in the basement was pretty cool.
And he's all
where
clicking.
It's all pitch black.
Yeah. And he's clicking and shit.
That was a really good scene.
He was all clicking.
Yep.
And like you could tell he knows his way around because he's like touching things and shit. Like that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty good.
He was
good
all
movie.
Daredevil about it.
I recommend it.
Yeah. And he was like, you really adopted the dog. I was born in it.
Molded by it.
Go ahead.
Bing. Mm-hmm. Dark Knight.
Are you done now?
I only said one thing.
Oh, God.
put the mic close.
Did you put the mic in it?
Molded by it.
That's perfect.
You fight like a young man. Admirable.
I've been playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You played Attack on Titan.
Just now. Yeah. I had no idea what I was doing, but
the beta's still open?
I cut some guys.
No, Janelle has it. Off.
The first one.
What?
What? Oh, Attack on Titan.
What'd not Titanfall.
That's what I was thinking.
The base though? What?
I've been playing anything crazy. A lot more Hyper Light Drifter, because I've been playing that on like super hard mode. Game is so good.
No.
So good. So good. Trails of Cold Steel. I'm a Vita.
I don't know what the hell that is.
It's RPG. Turn-based RPG, bro.
This guy was playing Attack on Titan. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? It was like watching somebody play Freedom Wars. And no. I don't even like playing Freedom Wars myself.
There's nothing.
Whoa.
Wait, isn't sexual that the game stuff that like nobody likes?
No, people don't like that game.
I thought
it got bad scores.
The one that came out like in Japan a while ago got bad scores.
Okay.
But that was when like the anime was really big, because it was last year.
Uh-huh.
Like the anime came out.
There's been a movie and a fucking game.
Yeah, and none of it's been as good, but this is probably like the best game. People have been enjoying it. It's not amazing, but like it's good. It's decent.
At least
that's what the score
is. It's a the fuck are those games called? Monster Hunter type game?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It's not what? No.
They're just big guys. You beat them up.
It's nothing like a Monster Hunter game.
What is it like?
If anything, it's more like a Dynasty Warriors game. Because you get like this big open map, and then there's Titans all over the map. And then you're just like zipping through.
That's how Freedom Wars is.
No.
Yeah, it is.
But like,
it's just you have more but, enemies. It's the exact same thing.
But you kill the Titans in this like super quick. Freedom Wars is about like figuring out like what their weakness is and like chopping off certain body parts and collecting all this crap and then crafting up this new thing.
Yeah,
this is just like simple, like find the thing, start cutting it, and then it's dead.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd agree with that then. I mean, I didn't play it, but I know what a Monster Hunter.
I get what you're saying. With the Freedom Wars?
Yeah.
Because, like,
so it's
there's a map and then there's things
to kill.
It's Freedom
Wars, but dumbed down. Is that what you want me to say?
That's better.
That's what it is. Yeah. It's a dumbed down Freedom Wars.
I would go with that. I would get rid of that. Overcooked.
You guys remember the Dynasty Warriors part in Heavenly Sword?
No. I remember the arrow shooting part.
Is that the end of the game, Austin?
Yeah. You go god mode and just fucking kill everybody.
That was super fun.
The game slowed down
Dynasty
real.
Dynasty Warriors game's fun.
But the game slowed down real. It was like it got real slow at that point. The frame rate dropped at that point.
Oh, well, yeah, it was like the first game on PlayStation.
It was like it was down to like 5 frames a second. Like it was like playing a stop motion game.
Oh, I played Inside.
Did you get Inside?
Is that the one you kept telling us to play?
I think so. Maybe. I don't know.
You're like, have you guys played Inside? Why haven't you played Inside yet? Is that the Limbo one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because that last half hour, bros. The last half hour is so crazy. I played Jotun, which is that game that I just said, do you guys know about this game?
Yeah.
I played that.
And I was like, sounds dumb to me.
And then I played.
And you got all mad about it.
And then I played Oceanhorn.
Yeah.
What was Jotun?
That's the like animated God of War thing. God of War. But like the big giant titans. Yeah.
So it's Attack on Titan.
It's Attack on Titan.
I said God of War, and you were like, it's not God of War. And I was like,
Shadow of Colossus is what I was thinking of. And it's got the...
Stop eating in the mic, Brian.
Art style. I don't know.
Stop it.
Oceanhorn.
Ocean porn?
Oceanhorn. Oh. That was a mobile game.
That's less exciting than ocean porn.
It's like Wind Waker, but they put it on PS4 now. Rive. That Will watched me play and he hates, but it's really good.
Yeah, that game was real boring. He just kept dying. He was like, this game is so fun. I was like, well, I don't know how, where.
It was a laser. I didn't know how to get past the laser.
Even after that part, he kept dying.
I didn't understand. It's a hard game.
He was like, this game's fun. I'm like, what? How?
Pac-Man Championship Edition 2.
I was like, how, Sway? How?
Ha! And, yeah. That's about it. Tons of games.
So where are we at? Where are we at on time?
Time to go.
It's 11:53. We're at 20 minutes in.
Jesus Christ, Austin.
We talk about movies.
We did talk about movies for a while.
Jesus Christ, Austin.
You took us 5 minutes of my time.
Jesus Christ. We also talked about monkeys.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, we did. Like a normal amount of time spent on evolution and monkeys.
And appendixes.
Yeah. Oh, how does anything get done when we start talking about things?
It's good because we don't have any news, so.
We got tons of news. We got too much news. We need to start cutting the news. It's my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, so. I also saw Don't Breathe.
Did you call it Don't Breathe?
Yeah, Don't Breathe. What is it called?
I can't breathe. I'm telling you that don't breathe.
Oh, don't breathe. Like Will Smith? Mm-hmm. Welcome to Earth.
Remember that time I made that joke?
You remember that time I made that joke? What are you talking about?
You said something about Earth, and then I said, don't you mean Earth?
Right, Austin, don't be racist. Okay, so I saw that. I also saw Bad Moms, which wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be.
Really? Mila Kunis and
yeah, it's really sappy.
It looks dumb.
Are there boobies anywhere?
No, why would there be boobies? It's a woman movie. It's way more. Like,
they're crazy. And
no,
how come chick comedies don't have tits in them?
Because they're women.
Yeah, but like dude comedies have dicks in them sometimes.
Like Popstar.
Yeah. And Will loves
Saving
it.
Sarah Marshall. No.
Yeah.
Finding Sarah Marshall.
No, Forgiving.
Forgetting.
Sarah
forgetting. Forgetting.
Jason Segel sold his dick.
Yeah. Hall Pass?
Yeah.
There was two dicks in that movie. Yeah.
Big dicks, too.
Yeah. Well, one was.
Yeah, the black guy. Yeah. He wanted to switch with the other guy. But I don't know. Because, you know, it's women empowerment. They don't need to show their body to be funny.
I want to see a chick flick where, like, one of them just, like, flashes big bush.
Goes full bush. Go full bush.
It's used as comedy instead of like a sexy thing.
I think you could be sexy.
That's how you take it back.
I think I think you'd be sexy in a woman's comedy, but like even in that movie, they weren't really sexy. They were just hot chicks. Like,
what I'm saying,
didn't they do that in like Harold and Kumar's? Chick had a big bush, and they use it for comedy. And they're like, oh!
It happened in Heartbreak Kid, Ben Stiller.
I thought you meant Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels had a big bush.
He probably did in the 80s. He probably does now because he can't see to shave. Oh,
don't do that.
He's cross-eyed. I don't know what happened.
He's cross-eyed now?
Yeah, you haven't seen him?
No.
His eyes got really close together. I don't know how.
We've been hitting the head a lot.
But over time, his eyes got really close together, and he's like cross-eyed now. It's fucking weird.
During news, I'm gonna look this up. I need to take a look at these warlocks. All right, but warlocks. Yeah, I saw that movie. It wasn't as funny as I thought it was gonna be. It's just they had like
it looked bad. It looked bad to me. Like I was like, ooh, this.
Because I liked
Mila Kunis.
like Bad Teacher. I thought it was going to be similar to that, but it wasn't.
Did I see Bad Teacher? I did.
That movie's funny.
Who's in that movie?
Cameron Diaz.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake is in that movie. But Cameron Diaz is the main person. And then there's some fat chick. I can't remember which one it is.
Who's the other man?
Jason Segel.
No.
He was in that other movie with the Bad Teacher.
Is it the
He was in Sex Tape with Cameron Diaz.
That movie's funny, too.
Are you sure it wasn't Jason Segel? Now that I think of it.
I feel like they were the same movie.
I don't think it was Jason Segel. It was because
Justin Timberlake was the good guy.
Oh, it was it is Jason Segel.
Yeah, he was the gym teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Who was like, hey, have sex with me, not this loser Justin Timberlake. Even though Justin Timberlake was like a real Justin good. Timberlake. He was like a real nice, yeah. good guy.
And he had the biggest dick ever.
Did he?
I think that was the thing.
Are you sure that wasn't in The Love Guru?
I didn't see that movie. What happened to The Love Guru? He was in that movie? Did he have the biggest dick ever?
I don't even remember. I just remember he was in it.
Oh, okay. But yeah, wasn't as funny as I thought it was. Thought it was going to be. I saw Popstar. I liked it. Brian didn't like it.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was going to be funnier.
There's a dick in it for a long time. Like... I wasn't expecting it to be in there for that long. When they let the window down and it was like rubbing up against the window. it was good stuff, Austin.
It was just hanging out.
Yeah, it was like rubbing on a window, and then they let the window down and it's like rubbing on the window going down, and he thinks that it's boobs, and then he signs it.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Sign a dick?
No, like if I was the actor. Being like, here, just put your dick on this window while we roll up the window. Like,
well, I mean, that's what he got cast for.
I don't think
for.
His face was
Yeah,
in
you
it.
Don't even see his face. Like, that's what he was cast for.
I'm just saying,
and then
whether my face was in it or not, like, I just wouldn't want that would feel weird. Wouldn't that feel weird? Like, your dick is getting...
not
just
if
put
it's
your
clean.
Dick on this window while we roll it up. I don't know.
Not like, if it's clean.
He knew how, he was like, getting into.
You know how when, like, you take a shower and, like, your dick is real soft and smooth and shit?
Was it?
You remember?
Did it look like he just showered at? Was it a showered dick?
I mean, it was clean dick. There was no dirt on it. Is that what you're asking? You remember when it was like he was?
Did he have pubes?
No, he didn't. But there was a part where he was like, he was gonna sign it, so he lifted up and like went over the window with it. Those balls in his dick were inside the car. Oh, that was a good part. I like that part of the movie, and the songs were funny too.
Yeah, some of them. I like, my favorite song in that movie is the
first song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Yeah, it is. Do they, is that like the real dynamic? Like the one guy writes it, the one guy does the beat, and then Adam Sandberg just. Adam Sandberg?
I think, I think one of them, I think the ugly one does the beats mostly.
And the little one.
And
stuff?
I think the other, I think they all work together on like lyrics and stuff.
Okay. Justin Timberlake was in that movie too.
Mm-hmm.
He was singing really good, and they told him to shut up because he was being too loud. But yeah, I saw that movie.
I keep closing these peanuts and then reopening them.
Well, stop it.
They can't be within, like, arm's distance.
Here, put them over here, Austin.
Now they're closer to me.
I watched Justice League over again. And Young Justice. I watched it all. I started from the very beginning and watched all of it all over again. After those first couple episodes, you can get into the original Justice League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on season 2. I've been watching. Wait, question. Because I haven't seen it, and I don't remember what's happening. When does the Thanagarian War happen? Is that season 2? End of season 2?
I want to say it's season 2.
When does the Flash take out Lex Luthor? Is that also the end of season 2?
Spoilers. When he take out Lex Luthor?
Yeah.
You mean when he becomes him?
No, when he punches his face off.
Yeah, like he goes around the world and he keeps like taking armor off and shit like that.
Oh, I don't know. I remember it happening. I don't remember. I don't know, man.
I can't think of, like...
Keep in mind, if he binged it, it's probably even harder to really remember.
Yeah, just because it all meshes together.
It's all one thing.
Argus is a thing. Like, when does their, like, big feud with Amanda Waller happen? Is that during Justice League or Justice League Unlimited?
That's Unlimited.
Okay. Because I was waiting for that, and I was like, when does that happen?
But, yeah, I watched that over again. Some good stuff in there.
You sounded like... You sounded like Wolverine.
Why?
You were like, I watched that over again.
I know where you are, Gambit. Shut up. Shut up, guys. Shut up and listen. Shut up and listen to me. What else did I do? I played some video games. I played some Counter-Strike some more. I played, what's that one game I was playing? Portal. I also bought Mother Russia Bleeds.
I played that game.
Yeah, the people that made that game made Broforce.
You guys ever beat that game?
Same developer?
No.
Just the same publisher.
Same publisher.
Devolver Digital.
I don't think I ever heard of the developer.
Devolver?
The developer.
Oh, the rooster guys?
Rooster Teeth.
No. Their thing is...
Which is normal for an indie game because...
They're nobodies.
Most indie games make one game and then don't...
They fold.
Don't go anywhere.
And then they disperse and go work
make
at real...
studio.
At real studios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. The real studios.
Are you going to put that in the music?
Sure.
You should.
It's kind of for real.
Also play some Lethal League. That's when me and Austin's Game of the Year 1 year.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Was that the baseball one?
Yeah. It's a good game. It's a good game.
That was the fighting one.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the Super Smash Brothers game. Fucking assholes. It's nothing like Super Smash Brothers at all.
I never played it, so I don't know.
What?
Yeah, you
After
never played
all the
it
time we played it, you didn't even play it at all.
The only
you
time
guys lived together.
Yeah, we lived together when that game came out.
I know, but Brian was over there all the time.
No, I wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
He came
over for podcast.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I came over to like take you to Growlers. And then
But then he'd stick around and like eat pizza and stuff and go through our cabinets. He was there quite a bit.
Yeah, but
that was podcast days.
Yeah, but he never like stayed. He didn't come over to hang out.
Yeah. I had my own life. My own things going on. Living vicariously through you guys. Living the bachelor life.
I thought Mother Russia Bleed was on Xbox, but it ain't.
So
why are you sad about it, though?
You don't. When's the last time you turned on your Xbox?
I was trying to justify my purchase, and then I was like, "Oh, I can play this game." And I went to search for it in the store, and it wasn't there. And I was like, "Oh, where is it then?" And I could find it on. It was like coming soon to PlayStation, and it was on Steam. And I was like, "Oh, I guess it's not coming to Xbox."
Well, maybe it'll be on Xbox when you buy the Scorpio.
I was gonna say you're gonna justify your Xbox One purchase by buying a Scorpio and never playing it.
We all both know you very well.
All of my games will be backwards compatible.
All your Xbox games.
Yeah, my Xbox game. My Xbox game.
My Titanfall. I think I own more games on your Xbox One than you do.
Yeah, you have D4 and all the other.
Wasn't it backwards compatible with 360 games too?
Some of them. Not all of them.
They keep
probably
adding
the ones
more
you have.
And more and more and more.
Probably,
and more.
Yeah. I only have Halo.
Right. You
Halo
only have
Gears
like the first party games.
But, yeah. I think that's really it. I know that I did more other stuff.
More other stuff.
But I don't remember right now.
Caught Pokemon.
Yeah.
Have you been playing still?
Yeah. It's not fun.
No point.
It's like
they still haven't fixed the tracking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck it. I don't care.
Did you delete it off your phone?
No, it's still on there.
I caught it
deleted
duo.
It a long time ago.
You deleted it?
Yeah, but he only has like 8 gigs on his phone.
Right,
so
he's like, he's got it.
Yeah, he's
every,
got
every gig is like precious.
It's like he's playing with the Vita over there.
He's
got
like
no space on it.
He's like, let me turn my phone off the Wi-Fi. See if that helps.
The fix uncharted playing online. He took his phone off the Wi-Fi.
Hey, funny story though. They had somebody come out to check the WoW, and the guy was like, we don't even offer this plan anymore. It's so old. Like you're on the lowest
speed
ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you upgrade it?
I don't know what they're going to do.
I imagine they're probably going to force them to.
Is it like the same price to get a faster speed?
He's like, you guys, this is dial-up, you guys. How do you guys still have dial-up? We don't even offer that service anymore.
You got a phone line
Austin
and a
was
modem
on,
and shit.
Uncharted, like,
almost there, guys. Almost there.
Okay.
His screen is all digital and shit, like pixelated and stuff.
He's playing an 8-bit.
It looks like he's watching a YouTube video before it, like,
it was the unlockable skin for the game.
I'll see you and your stupid Wi-Fi.
It's not mine. It's not my house.
That's good stuff.
Go ahead, Brian.
I haven't done anything. I mean, I saw. I haven't.
I slept for I haven't. 4 weeks.
Like, I saw those movies. I saw. I've been watching Narcos, like, a lot, which is the show on Netflix about Pablo Escobar.
How is that?
It's good, dude. But it's 80% subtitles. So, like, you have to,
so
can't
it's
be
all
doing
Spanish.
Can't be doing other stuff.
Yeah, you can't be doing anything else. You have to be watching the show.
That's the worst part about anime for me.
Yeah,
because like I
watch like to
anime, but I don't want to have to focus.
I
completely.
Like to do things like while I'm watching TV.
I like to go on the internet and watch YouTube videos.
Right, and like it's
I can't
easy.
Watch YouTube videos
it's easy
and watch.
If I could just hear it and be like, I still know the conversation.
You're right.
You think I'm? Like, do you think I'm joking, Austin? I really do like when I was watching Popstar yesterday, I picked up my computer and I started watching YouTube videos. And then I, like, every so often I'll think to myself, like, what the hell am I doing? And I have to turn my, I have to close my laptop. Because I'm like, well, I'm watching a movie.
I pause.
What am
I'm,
I doing?
If I'm doing.
That's
if
what's wrong with this country.
If I do that, I pause the movie because I don't want to miss anything.
Yeah. I'm like, it's.
And with Narcos, it's real hard.
Yeah, and it's instinctive. Like, I'll pick up my laptop, and then I'll start, like, going on Facebook, and then there'll be videos and stuff, and I'll just start clicking on them. And then I'll look up, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm watching a movie. I'll close it.
Yeah, subtitle stuff is the main thing where it's like, you look away for 2 minutes, and then look up. You're like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
And it's like, rewind.
Yeah. It's good, though. Yeah. It's real good. It's good gas, too, Steve. It's real good.
Shut up.
I watched The Get Down.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
I didn't finish it. I got the one more episode.
I finished it.
I liked it. It was fun.
I saw that. I saw Dear White People. I saw Chirac. I saw...
Don't watch all these.
It's urban.
Yeah. Dear White People is a weird movie.
I liked it, though.
I don't know how I
was
feel
good.
About it. No.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Chirac is a weird movie.
It is? Yeah. Oh, it's a Spike Lee joint.
Everything rhymes. Not even a joke. Everybody rhymes in that movie.
Oh.
When they speak.
So it's like a...
It's like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, like a play.
Sure, yeah. Nick Cannon is hamming it up real hard in that movie.
When does he not ham it up?
He's a. I don't know how he keeps getting hired for things.
Side note: they added another season to the real Husbands of Hollywood, and it's a good one.
Oh yeah,
you gotta watch that show.
I still haven't watched it yet.
You gotta watch it. It's good stuff.
I do need to. Yeah. Well, that was one of those things like I wanted to watch a long time ago, and I never got around to it.
Well, yeah, because it was on BET. Now it's on Netflix.
That was A-OK. No, but yeah, if subtitles aren't like a big issue, I definitely recommend Narcos. And there's, like I said, it's 80% subtitles.
Yeah. Because
there's Americans in the.
We didn't
show
talk.
Too.
Oh no, yeah, we did. Never mind.
But there's a. Why is your phone flashing?
Because my screen is broken on my phone.
But yeah, it's good. It's good.
It's good. It's really.
It's
good.
Real good, it's really Steve. Good. I've also been watching Justice League. but just like an episode here and there. Like, yeah. I'm just taking a real long time.
I've not been watching Justice League.
And I think that's it. Like, I haven't played Pokemon in a real long time, Steve. A real long time.
What's that from? That from Saturday Night Live?
No, that's from that Super Deluxe video where Steve hates his job. Steve Harvey hates his job.
Oh, yeah. Your mom was on it?
Yeah, she was fun. It's good gas, too, Steve. It's real good.
Yeah,
what a fucking weirdo.
It's your mom.
Yeah, I haven't played anything. I watched Alyssa play Until Dawn for a little bit.
Basically, still playing that game?
Basically, I don't need to watch, or I don't need to play it myself because all the things have already been spoiled.
It's like Heavy Rain.
But it's a game that every choice matters.
Right, but I already know the bad guy, so it doesn't matter.
But every choice matters.
Actually, no, I know that there is a bad guy, but there's also something else, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what that is. So I haven't seen any of that stuff yet. But
cool.
So maybe I should play it.
Cool story, bro.
And I've been apparently they've added new maps to
Uncharted.
I haven't played any of those yet. So okay, cool. I think that's it.
No, sounds like we've all been doing our thing.
Now for new games coming out this week. Come on out, Brian.
Let's move on to the games coming out.
This.
Wow.
Is this when we do the week thing?
We do it all every week.
No, I mean, like,
yeah, we do it right after.
Oh no, I do the news coming out this week. That's what I do. After this, it's the news coming out this week.
Number one.
There's still no PlayStation X.
And see you next week.
Shin Megami Tensei IV Apocalypse.
Four.
Oh, it's four.
Don't say IV like
I don't. These Japanese titles, they're always different. It's always like, oh, should I say 10 or should I say X? Should I say 5 or should I say V?
You know, Roman numerals.
I know, but they don't know Roman numerals apparently because it's always a different title.
It wasn't Street Fighter X Tekken. It was Street Fighter 10 Tekken. Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Well, what is that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's always different.
Different than IV. Oh, man, I want to smack every little kid at GameStop when they came in wanting Grand Theft Auto IV. Oh, man.
Did the kids really come in saying that?
Yeah. Dumb fucks. Like, no, we don't have Grand Theft Auto IV.
Did you tell them that you need a parent to fucking buy it anyway, so get out of my store?
Yeah.
I want Grand Theft Auto IV.
I'm gonna drop kick them over the counter.
They got a mainline Grand Theft Auto.
That's funny.
What the fuck are you teaching these kids in school? Teachers?
Anyway, that game's coming out on 3DS. Jazz Punk Director's Cut is coming out on PS4.
Oh, get that game, Will.
No.
Get it.
What is Jazz Punk? Get it.
I am the captain
now.
It's a funny game where you're Polyblank, the detective, and like you can push people off balconies and they run into the street, and then you can fight a car and like a Street Fighter, and then you can like stuff people in Jell-O mold.
What is this?
Yeah, what is happening
it's,
here?
It's a crazy game. It's a crazy game.
All right.
It's a crazy game.
Firewatch is coming out on Xbox One. A lot of people disappointed with it on PS4. Hopefully, it's better for them on Mac, Xbox.
When I typed,
it's not gonna be.
When I typed, Sean,
you played it, right? Mm-hmm. You were disappointed in it.
Yeah.
When I typed,
I have it. I haven't played it. I haven't played it.
It's a fine story.
When I typed Shawn Michaels, this guy comes up.
Not very interesting.
Who is he? Why is he the first show we chose?
Sean Great. Sean Great.
It's a jail photo. Why is this guy? Why is he here?
I don't know.
Why is it Shawn Michaels? He's the. Why is he?
Shut up, Will.
He's not even the biggest thing with his name. You type his name in there, some other guy with a different name comes up. He's like the also you may be looking for person.
It's pretty funny.
Crazy stuff right there.
What else is coming out this week, Brian?
Severed is coming out on Wii U. I was just trying to figure out this title. What does that say? That doesn't say severed.
It's like they moved stuff the wrong way or flipped it. I don't know what the fuck is going on with that.
Right? Because it doesn't make any sense. What are we looking at?
I really have no
idea. What about it?
Look at his eyes. Yeah.
He's cross-eyed now. I'm telling you, it's weird. How does somebody become cross-eyed?
You get hit in the head a lot.
And then Forza Horizon 3, the Ultimate Edition, is coming out on Xbox One and PC.
It's probably from all the hamming it up whenever he got hit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who did he ham up real big that people keep posting about? He like got hit and he rolled around in the ring a bunch of times.
Oh, I don't know.
What was that? Austin?
Was it a stunner? That's a move people like to ham up.
That's The Rock's thing, though.
Yeah, but
he was fighting somebody that was bad at their job. And and he decided to just ham up all the moves.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think a lot of people ham up the stunner. Yeah. Triple H used to not go down on his knees. He would stay up on his feet.
Yeah.
Which is a weird thing.
There's a lot of ways to take a stunner.
Yeah. I hated the way The Rock took it.
Because he'd flip. He'd do like three flips after the stunner.
And I'd be like, stop it.
Yeah. What are you doing?
He's like rolling up, back flipping and stuff.
Hitting the ropes and flipping back.
Yeah. Stop it. It's too much.
But hey, he became a great actor.
Yeah.
Hollywood actor after that.
Shane McMahon used to bounce. Like away from it.
Like a dead fish out of water.
Yeah, he looked crazy. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people hammed up the stunner.
Yeah.
I like the way Shane
but I like that ham.
Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon took it really
because he would just over like a fucking like dead fish.
Because have you seen people not ham up the stunner?
Yeah.
And they just like fall and then tip over
like a dead weight.
Yeah, that looks so terrible.
I don't think
it's not the right thing.
I think I don't know. I think like just a simple bounce and flip. You know, fall on your back.
You need a bounce.
It's fine.
Anyway,
I miss Stone Cold. They should bring him back to wrestling.
No, he's got no knees. he's Hank. He's Hank's dad.
Yeah, Cotton.
Yeah,
Cotton Picking. All right, let's move on to the game, or let's move on to the news
coming out this week.
There's no.
You're supposed to get ham it up.
He just did.
He's like this. Apparently,
not as much as you normally do.
I did it subconsciously too. I was looking at something else. That's whack.
All right. So, crazy stuff's been happening in video games.
Sega told people to keep making Sonic fan-made games.
You know how on our last podcast we were talking about Nintendo taking down games?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the Metroid remake and stuff? They're like, hey, we make Metroid games too, like Federation Force. Don't you want it? And people are like, no.
No, we don't want it.
We want what these fans are making because they're making real games. And then Nintendo's like, shut down. Well, yeah, then.
Give him up.
I was like,
well, then Sonic the Hedgehog, the real Sonic the Hedgehog, on his Twitter account was all like, you know what? Keep making Sonic fan games because we love it here at Sega.
We are all about fan-made games and not making profits.
Exactly. Because when you think about it, the fan-made stuff is better.
Yeah, and it's almost like promotional material.
Yeah.
Free promotion.
But in the end, like it'd be the same deal for Nintendo, for the people that... The fans aren't making profits off of that stuff. And it's kind of just like, hey, you know, here's Metroid. Get excited about Metroid. And then they'd buy that Federation Force game that nobody likes.
Brian, why do you look so bored? You're not even looking at Austin.
I'm listening to him.
He's over here rubbing on his phone.
I'm listening to him.
What are you doing on there? Let me rub on it.
I can multitask.
Let me rub on your phone, Brian.
We just had a full conversation. I was on my phone.
I don't take offense because I know when he's watching movies, he also likes to do other things.
Mm.
Same thing in conversations. Way to ham it up, just Boston. Have a conversation. He eats and has a conversation.
Exactly.
He works out and has a conversation.
Exactly.
Stop hamming it up, Austin. He's over here doing rock stunners. Hamming it up. You know what? I'm not going to tap for it.
But yeah. So that's cool. That's cool that a company is like, hey, sure. Go ahead. Do what you guys do. Especially in today's age, you know?
Especially in today's age.
You know, it's not 1995 anymore, guys.
What? It's not 1995 anymore. What are you talking about?
Everything is so easy to make and be able to access that, like, why not just have that stuff out there?
Austin, how excited are you for that Sonic Mania game?
For what?
What?
Oh.
Sonic Mania.
About 7.
Mm.
Shame.
Again, I'm in like a situation where it's like, not I'm in a situation, but I'm in the mood that like, it's like free promotion. Mm-hmm. It's like, why not? Why not just let them do it?
The only time I feel like it really is a problem is if they're literally trying to make money off of it.
Yeah, you know, they're
if
selling
they're
it.
Selling it, then
right. They're putting it on
that's not yours to
Google
sell.
Play Store or something and then charge people for it.
Then again, if the fan-made game is better than a game that they are trying to release at that same time, then that might be trouble, I guess.
But it shouldn't be better.
They should make better
That's
games.
True. That's true.
Yeah. They have a whole team of people. This is like, at the most, 3 people working on a game.
Right.
The Metroid thing was like one guy mainly, and I think he had like some help with music and stuff.
So they should get their act together. They're spending millions of dollars. This guy's doing it for free.
Mm. And apparently a lot of people that have done Sonic and Sega fan stuff, a lot of times like they get hired on to the team.
To the
Maybe
Sonic
not
team.
A lot of times, but I've heard that has happened with
all
Sega.
The time. Maybe not a lot of the time, but all the time.
Their whole studio is a fan-made
studio.
Fan.
Actually, the Sonic Mania game is being made by people that did those types of games.
Wow.
Yeah.
How progressive.
Let's hope they're... Hope the game actually turns out pretty good. We'll just be really silent right now.
All right. What else is there?
So you can hear footsteps. In news?
Yeah.
Well, where do you want to go with this? You want to go with... You want to go with Nintendo news? You want to go with Sony news?
Why do women prance when they run?
I don't know.
Because they're women. Because they get their pants from panty pants. Let's do Sony Pro.
PlayStation Pro was finally unveiled along with the PlayStation Slim, PlayStation 4 Slim.
It's useless, it's huge, and it's stupid.
Yeah. Oh man, that was like the worst. That
what?
Was probably
Why are you looking at me like that?
The worst.
You're talking about the Pro?
Yeah.
That was probably the worst Sony conference they've had in I don't know how many years.
It was horrible.
It was real bad.
I was just pissed the entire time watching that thing.
And the whole time I kept thinking, Will, stop texting me.
Me too. Because I wanted to watch
it. And then I was like, Will's so mad.
But then I couldn't find an archive of it, so I didn't end up watching it anyway.
Just go to,
you don't
just
want
go to Twitch.
I guess I could have done that.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it.
Come on. Jesus Christ, Brian.
I was at work, and I was like, where do I
YouTube?
Yeah, it's probably on YouTube.
At this point.
Well,
yeah,
now,
it's,
yeah.
It's
but,
horrible.
Like, the day, like, I was looking for it, like, the day of or the day after.
It's horrible. They made a 4K system that can't play 4K Blu-ray disc.
Mm-hmm.
But the standard Xbox can now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's...
Which makes no...
Well,
why,
you know
why?
What? I don't know. My friend was talking to me about... he was saying that, like, he doesn't really care... Like, it doesn't make sense for a console to have a 4K disc drive because, like, nobody watches his 4K discs. Games aren't being made in 4K yet.
I want to watch 4K discs.
Yeah, but, like, how many people are like you that have, like, a 4K TV and want to watch
Then why
4K
make
discs?
A 4K system, then?
Yeah.
To stream 4K.
But you just said, who has a 4K TV?
Well, that's
a The people that have a 4K TV and is buying a 4K system... Would like to be able to do everything in this 4K. They wouldn't just want to stream stuff in 4K. I can stream stuff in 4K on my TV already.
Yeah, but you have a 4K TV.
Yeah, that's who they're making it for. That system
right,
is
but
for
that's what
people
I'm saying,
who have
like,
4K.
But like, I don't know.
especially if Xbox is going to put it in as like their standard Xbox.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of unfortunate for PlayStation. But I don't know. I kind of agreed with him. Like,
but that doesn't make any sense. Do you understand how it doesn't make any sense? They're making a because you're saying that they don't need to do it because not everybody has a 4K TV, but their system is being pushed towards 4K. That's a 4K system that doesn't have it can't do
There's
all 4K.
There's literally no other reason for people to get it
other than 4K.
Yeah, but it streams in 4K.
But
if you don't have a TV,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Why have it at all?
Well, it's a future proof.
And then if you do have
what I'm saying
TV,
is it's future proof. So if you a lot of people,
it's not future proof because
if people don't have a 4K TV now, they probably will get one within the next who knows how long.
This problem with this is that it's the same thing. Okay, so before PlayStation put a DVD drive in their system to make nobody had DVD players at the time, but you know people are gonna start watching Blu-ray players. They put that in their system. People didn't have Blu-ray players at the time. They weren't watching Blu-ray movies, but eventually people did.
Yeah, but now nobody watches Blu-rays anymore.
You do.
Yeah,
I do.
I think we're in the minority.
But still, it doesn't matter.
If you're getting at what I'm thinking of, and it's just simply the fact that they felt like the world is moving towards discless future in general.
Yeah.
I can kind of get on board with, but I still feel like it's a dumb omission at this
point.
It is a dumb omission,
okay. But at the same time, I feel like that's kind of the thought of it.
I can agree with you on that. If they just felt like the same reason the Wii doesn't have a DVD player
right.
or anything, like they felt like nobody uses physical media at this
right.
point anymore.
Right.
So,
which is why the PS4 didn't have a fucking CD player on it.
Yeah.
It does.
Does it?
Yeah, you have to download an app.
But it didn't come baked in.
But still has it. Still use it.
It was like an afterthought, though. They had to make it because people were like, why isn't there a CD player in here?
Oh, well, where is my 4K Blu-ray player? They put a regular Blu-ray drive in it. Why couldn't they just upgrade it? They upgraded everything else.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you have to have a Blu-ray disc. You have to have a Blu-ray drive because games are Blu-ray.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
But they're not making games in 4K, and I don't know that they ever will.
Xbox isn't making games in 4K, but they gave me a 4K Blu-ray drive.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wanted to start buying movies in 4K and
for cheaper.
Honestly, it doesn't, like...
Yeah, it doesn't affect you, but it affects me.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't affect me. I'm saying, like, it's one of those things where, like, I do. I'm on your side that I think it's dumb that they didn't put a 4K drive in it, but I'm also of the mind that, like, I can see why they didn't.
Yeah, but look how many movies you have, Brian. Are you gonna stop buying movies?
No, I'm not. But I'm not a majority of people. Like, I know that I'm in the minority of people that like still like having physical copies of everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I do think. We're moving in that direction where most people have Netflix. They just stream something, have whatever they want, and can rent it for $3 and watch it real quick. And then they're not going to Redbox. I think Redbox people don't even care about.
I just think it's really
are getting lower.
Redbox
lower.
People are still getting DVDs probably.
I just think that it's really stupid that they did that, and the system's hideous.
It's very ugly. I was mad they kept the fucking
the edge.
The slope. Yeah, because you hate that.
I hate it because I have to unplug the system so much. Fucking getting it to work.
Huh? Why do you have to unplug it?
Because I've told you about the Wi-Fi stuff where it doesn't connect. So then I'm like, if you unplug the system, plug it back in, sometimes it connects.
Austin, get a new PS4. What is wrong with your system? Is it the system or is it the Wi-Fi?
I don't know. The thing is, everything else will connect, but the PS4. And I've went on forums, and plenty of other people say, like, yeah, the Wi-Fi and PS4 is like some other weird model thing, and it's not as.
I feel like it's your system because you can't remote play in the same room, which is real weird to me. You had problems connecting at Will's house, didn't you? Sometimes,
but so did Will, right? Remote play
at the old house?
No, not remote play. Did you have problems online at Will's house? Didn't you?
I don't think so.
I thought you did.
He dropped out here one time,
Like his first time playing Uncharted, he dropped out. He wasn't even on Wi-Fi. He was plugged in. He still dropped out.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. You don't remember that?
No.
It was like the first match we were in. He was like, oh.
No, that was before Brian got on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he dropped out.
I texted him. I was like, funny story. I just plugged into Will's thing, and then this is what happened.
Huh.
I took a picture of it.
I think it's your system.
Could be.
I think there's something wrong
with
your system.
I guess I got to get a PS4 Pro with my 4K TV.
No, you got to get an Xbox because that's the better.
That is a better system. Better deal.
The Scorpio?
No, the
better exclusive.
The Slim or whatever? Yeah. Is it the same? Well, how the Slim is a cheaper price, right?
It's the same price.
But how am I going to play PSVR on my Xbox One?
Just wait for the Oculus Rift to come out on it.
When's the Pro coming out?
November.
You're getting one.
Yeah.
Why?
I love how he hates it. And he's like, yeah, I'm getting one.
Because I got a 4K TV, Austin.
That's true. He got a 4K TV and like he can't watch anything on it.
Yeah. I bought it because I thought my PlayStation was 4K compatible because they told me it was.
Yeah, they did. Liars.
Yeah. And then it wasn't. They were like, oh, maybe we'll fix it in an update. And they were like, no, it's a hardware issue. It's not going to be compatible. It's goddamn liars.
So the only way you can watch 4K TV as if it's an app in the TV, right?
Yeah.
Because that's how we watch Netflix.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I remember.
The future is confusing.
And then you go to stores and try to buy stuff, and they're like, and you go to swipe your card, they're like, no, stick it in, and then you stick it in, and then you go to other places, and you stick it in, and they're like, don't swipe your card. This whole goddamn time right now is so frustrating.
Everything's in a transition right now. Yeah, okay, so what do you guys think about the Pro as far as, like, as a machine? You know what I mean? Okay, basically what I'm trying to say
it's
is...
It's ugly.
What I'm trying to say
the
is...
The innards?
Yes.
It doesn't sound like it's that far an upgrade as we all
It's like a
expecting.
DSi.
It's like a half step is what
it's
I consider
DS
it.
It's a DS and a
Not
DSi.
Even a half step. It's like a quarter step.
Right, right. I think...
Mark Cerny went up there and just started spouting all types of mumbo jumbo. And I was like, all right, this is boring.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
So.
It will make your PlayStation VR look better.
Right. But like if games are being made for both, does that really even matter?
What do you mean?
I mean,
well, like we're
you,
in a situation.
If there's somebody that really cares that. Something will look smoother and look better, then yeah, I guess it does.
Okay.
But it's not going to be, you know, a system-wide gap.
I'm just
it's not going to be looking like a PS3 game versus a PS4.
It's not
going
right. to be, it's not gonna be a Scorpio.
Right, you know? That's what I'm saying. So, like, does it even matter? Like, I'm thinking of, like, the difference between...
I think that's...
So, like, just to put it in a hardware perspective, like, there's games that are shared between Vita and 3DS. Of course, it looks better on Vita, but they have to develop for 3DS.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, mm-hmm. What does it matter if it looks better? I mean, I guess it's nice that it looks better. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice that it looks better, but it's still the same game at its core. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Telltale games still run like shit.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. That's totally fine. And yeah, it is going to matter to that group of people.
Who are
if you have a Vita and a 3DS and you like both of the systems, you're going to get the game for the Vita because
it looks
well,
better.
Yeah, if it looks better and runs better, then yeah. But that's kind of the thing where like you would need a whole new system just to get this little bit of an upgrade.
Right.
If you don't have 4K and stuff like it's not even going to it doesn't pay.
Right.
Point.
That's what that's what I was trying to say. That was what I was getting at.
Right. I don't think it's going to be that significant of a jump to where it's going to substantiate that purchase.
Mm-hmm. A $400 peripheral.
Yeah. Unless you got a broken PS4 like one of
those. Thank you.
Peripheral.
Yeah, so I'm getting one, but I'm not going to like it. I'm probably going to end up using my Xbox a lot more now. Because I'm going to get that. They have that the Call of Duty bundle coming out, and it has a black new Xbox. So it's not that white one anymore.
Stop getting stuff.
Well, no, but it's the 4K one. So
Oh, the S.
Yeah, so it's the, you know how they have the white ones now, and I was like, it looks out. Yeah, the white.
I don't know because I haven't been paying attention.
They got white.
The Xbox.
Okay.
The Xbox. You didn't. Know, you don't even. You haven't even seen it.
No, I have no idea what it looks like.
Looks nice. I think it looks nice.
Yeah, I when I saw it, I was like, huh, it looks. No, you did see it. You watched the E3 press conference. That's where they showed it off at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have checked out at that point, though.
It was the first thing they showed. It was the show. Very first thing.
I don't remember.
It was the very first thing they showed. It was
it was like real boring. They were doing their like Apple thing, weren't they? Weren't they doing like the Apple like, oh, no, we heard Xbox. Better. We think that this is baby.
No.
You know, they show the infomercial thing.
No.
What they do for Apple products.
I think we should move on.
Yeah.
Do we got anything
wait,
to say?
Wait, I just want to talk about, wait, hold on. So wait, hold on.
Yeah, wait.
So like, huh? do you think
this?
I kind of remember that. Okay. Yeah, you're right. I do remember seeing that.
But now that they have the bundle for Call of Duty is going to have a black one, so I'm going to get that one.
So now it'll look even more like a PlayStation.
Yeah. Actually, there it is right there.
What I was going to say is, do you think that this is a bad move for Sony, considering that the Scorpio is only a year away, supposedly?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is going to bite them in the ass.
Yeah.
Because the Xbox is going to have Scorpio, and it's going to be like a million times better, and the game's going to look even better. And
here's the thing. I think Sony totally had an idea of like what was going on with the future of the systems.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they both knew, you know, both teams, Xbox and Sony, were going to do this like half-step.
Why are you
quote,
not
unquote,
speaking into the microphone, Austin?
Because I was trying to hold it further away because I still had peanuts in my mouth.
Yeah,
excuse me.
In his mouth.
Yeah. But so they each went their own direction.
Uh-huh. It's not black; it's green.
And I think Sony. Ooh,
that's not the color I want. I want black.
And at this point, I think Sony's like, "Fuck." Well, yeah. We gotta go through with it,
right? Because
like,
they've already put it
already
into production.
Done,
yeah.
You know, basically. And I think when Microsoft came out at their conference and said everything that they were kind of like, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, we definitely got to get this out early now.
Right.
To at least, and yeah.
Do you think they will try to
like
build a new one? Yeah.
I don't know, man.
This,
at that point, why don't you just start a PS5?
Right.
Because the systems have been out a pretty good.
Do you length, agree? Right? Do you agree that
what am I supposed to do now?
What? Because it's green?
Yes.
Spray paint it.
Is it like dark green though? Is
yeah,
it like
it's military green.
It's okay. Yeah, well.
It's not black.
It's not.
Yeah.
Green.
Why the fuck did they make the system white in the first place? Who does that? This isn't a Wii.
They'll make it black eventually.
The Xbox 360s were white originally.
Jesus.
Keep that in mind.
Because they didn't want it to look like a PlayStation.
So I'm gonna get a PlayStation Pro that can't play 4K Blu-ray players and wait for my fucking Xbox to come out in black.
Yeah.
It's never gonna
welcome
come out
in future.
Black.
Welcome to the future. You'll get the Scorpio. That'll be black.
Remember when you could get Nintendo 64s in like orange and purple and see-through and blue and green? That was cool. Any color you wanted. Game Boys.
They should do that now.
Yeah, nobody does that now.
They released two new colors for PlayStation Vita.
Did they?
Chrome and
in the US?
Crimson. Yeah.
Crimson is red.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crimson chin. Don't put it back. What are you doing? Stop eating them.
He wants me to eat peanuts. I support this.
Stop it. Stop eating all the podcast.
Okay, wait. So,
oh, my God.
What was I going to say?
You said, do you think something? And then I stopped you. Then I started talking about something.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think this is stupid.
Do you think they're going to build a new machine?
They're going to have to. And it's going to...
Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
They're going to Sega Saturn this shit, and it's going to be horrible.
Do you think it's a smart move for... Because like it's been thrown around a lot lately. For console makers to treat consoles as if it's a cell phone market.
So every 2 years a new one?
Yeah.
Every year a new one?
No, because then, I mean, everybody can't spend that much money on a console every 2 years.
That's what I think too. But people are like, oh, it's smart for them to keep updating every few years. And I'm like,
but double on a phone every
But
year.
I mean, every, like, how long has the PlayStation
Yeah, but your phone comes discounted with, like, a plan and shit like that. You know what I mean? There's no way to discount
but,
a console.
But mm-hmm. Xbox does have that, do they still offer that thing? Where
I don't
you,
know.
Where you
a trade-in or whatever?
No, where you
no,
can pay for it
plan.
Monthly. It was kind of like a cell phone, but
oh,
you
yeah.
can pay for it monthly.
I forgot about that. But you would end up paying, like, way more for
but
it
that's
by
how,
the end
that's
of it?
How all cell phones are now.
That's true.
They don't subsidize phones anymore. You have to pay for them monthly now. Everything. But
I think there are two different markets, and
I would support every 4 years a new console.
I think
I could get 4 or 5 years. I can get behind that.
I think the market's changing, and they're trying to figure it out, and they're seeing what's going to work, what's not going to work, and we the consumers are the guinea pigs, so we're going to tell them with our wallets.
Austin,
what we want, what we don't want.
Austin, could you get behind a every 4 or 5 year cycle?
Yeah.
Brian?
No.
It used to be 4 or 5 years up until PS3,
PlayStation
basically.
3.
Yeah. It used to be.
Until PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
And that's because of the
economy. So for like
economy.
Six generations of consoles, that
not
was
the
norm.
But like, you got to think about it like this. The economy is one thing, sure. But also in the...
And consoles were more expensive back then, too.
Yeah, but like in the what, 10 years that PS3 ran for, if you look at the first games and the last games, like what the difference is between the two, like you can still squeeze so much power out of a console in, you know, that much time. 4 or 5 just seems... It doesn't seem like... Because we're already at...
I don't know.
PS4 came out in 2013. We're already at 3 years with the PS4.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a new console. Yeah.
That's crazy. We haven't even had the beginning
many,
of this console
many,
yet.
How many cell phones have you had, Brian? You had an Xperia Play when the PlayStation 4 came out.
No, I didn't.
Look at his face.
Since my Play, I've only had 2 phones, I think.
The better question, Will, is how many cars?
Maybe 3.
Last time you had
cars has you had.
Your phone was destroyed by a gun. That phone was destroyed by a gun.
Yeah. And that's the only reason I have this phone.
No.
I'd probably have it by now, but I probably would have just upgraded this year. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. Consoles shouldn't match phone cycles.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, but 4 or 5 years doesn't match phone cycle.
No.
That's still twice as long as a phone cycle.
We're already at 3 years with the PS. Did it come out in
2013? I think so.
We got the internet at our fingertips.
Maybe it was 2014.
I feel like we've had these consoles a long time and nothing exciting has happened with them.
Yeah. Like, that's what I mean, though. We haven't even seen a beginning almost to this.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's because no games have come out for them.
Okay, I haven't... Like, normally don't listen to him, but have you listened to Colin's rant about the PS4 Pro?
Yeah, about how is this going to change the way... Yeah,
itself.
How it's going to change gaming.
Yeah.
Making
like,
games look better isn't
going to
change anything.
Because I do feel like, in general, games are very much the same as they've been for, like...
The last decade.
Decade, yeah. Or more.
Not for PlayStation VR. I'm going to get the PlayStation VR Pro. See it?
So I can agree with that, but if they're not changing, then why do we need to keep upgrading? You know what I mean? Every 4 or 5 years. That doesn't make any sense then.
To keep up with PCs.
Mm. We don't need to. I'm just saying if the upgrade would actually benefit and make people somehow create more unique experiences, then yeah, I'd be totally down for 5 years.
Like if a new PlayStation 5 came out next year, I'd be like, I didn't get what I wanted out of the PS4. So why would I buy a new one?
Well yeah. Here's the thing. If they came out with PlayStation 5 and showed some game that was like, blew my mind.
An impossible
like a Mario 64 type thing. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yeah, totally on board.
It came out in 2013.
Yeah, so we've had this console for three years now, and it hasn't done...
Well, that's because first party studios haven't made any games for it. On Xbox, it's kind of justified, because at least you got... Pretty much all your first-party studios have made games on there. You're having a Gears game. You
and
had
while
Halo
I
game.
Totally defend those exclusive games as being way better than Sony's lineup, Are they really that exciting?
No.
They're not doing anything. You still got fancy your games out special. Of it. You're getting like that 20th Forza game, the 50th Halo game, the 90th Gears of War game.
Why is there more Gears of War games than Halo games?
Which is a PS2 game.
No, no.
Oh, man, this is bumming me out. Let's move on.
What's next?
You know how we were talking about phones?
Mm-hmm.
You know how you got an iPhone, Will?
Mm-hmm.
And I got an iPhone? And you got a piece of shit?
He got you, Brian.
Well, you know who's like who's the most popular video game maker ever?
Sony.
Who's the most popular person with Atari. A Japanese name that made video games ever?
Hideo Kojima.
Well, Hideo Kojima came out on the iOS store at the iOS press conference, and he said, "We're bringing you Zone of the Enders on phones."
The game looks pretty cool. I don't understand why you guys are like, it looks stupid.
What I'm saying is Shigeru Miyamoto came out and he said, "We're bringing Mario to iOS." Boom, daddy.
It's going to be a $3 game. Buy it. No in-game purchases. Mm. None of that shit. They're trying to force you to have to buy stuff.
Right.
Which I've always said I'd rather pay for a game up front than have them try and sneak charges in
nickel
it.
Nickel and dime me.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is, I mean.
And it looks cool.
I mean, because the game is just a runner, I think it undervalues how important this is. Or how historic really it is. But
it looks cool.
It's Nintendo going third party. Plain and simple. Legitimately.
I don't know, man. Sony's had games on my mobile device for a long time already.
Like PlayStation All Stars Runner.
That's not what it was
and
called.
And the Uncharted card game?
It's PlayStation All Stars Island, and that game never came out.
That game didn't come out. What is that?
Remember that game?
Yeah.
What happened to that?
It was there's supposed to be Coca-Cola stuff in it, yeah. Too.
I think what happened was nobody bought that game.
Mm. We bought it. All of us bought it. Three out of every three people bought that game.
So there's a Mario game coming out in December, right? For yeah. iOS.
Well, no, I think it's sooner than that. I think it might be October.
Next month. I thought it was late. November?
No, something else is coming out late.
I know they pushed back the Fire Emblem Animal Crossing.
No, it's the Pokemon Go update is coming out at the before the end of the year. I think Mario's coming out sooner than that.
Sony has released Run Sackboy. They've released Ratchet and Click BTN, Back to the Nexus. I think is what that was. PS Vita Pets, Uncharted. Uncharted Fortune Hunter,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Beyond Touch, Until Dawn, Your Companion, Fat Princess,
in the PlayStation app,
Piece of Cake, Next Quest. So many great titles.
Yeah.
Counter Spy. I'm actually pretty sure this is the actual game, Counter Spy.
What?
But Sony didn't make that.
Remember that game?
Yeah, but.
Apparently publishing it on Android.
Oh.
Okay.
There you go.
Drive Club.
Drive Club?
So what does that have?
The game isn't on Android. No. Oh, the mobile. Okay, so it might be a companion app.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. I was like, the game isn't on Android.
Bentley's Hack Pack. So many A-plus titles.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Entwined.
Out of all those games, I'll still rather play Super Mario Run.
SingStar. Microphone app.
it's worth noting it's not going to be an endless runner. It looks like it still has a world map and levels that you go through.
There'll be a beginning, middle, and end.
So yeah, I'm with you with the price and everything. Apparently it's going to be free to play, like first couple levels or whatever. Yeah. But then $3 and you'll get the whole game. And it will probably, I would expect it will light the world on fire.
Just like Pokemon Go did.
Exactly.
And then in 2 months, everybody will stop talking about it.
A Mario game on phones, like not doing good.
Yeah.
Crazy. You know? I mean, it's not going to sell on your phone.
Oh!
Good, because I didn't want to buy it anyway.
Oh, he doesn't buy games.
He's mad because it's not on his phone.
Well, he doesn't buy games anyway.
What kind of phone do you have?
Don't worry about what kind
of phone. Are you even sure it'll run on your phone?
Super Mario Slow Run. Super Mario Walk. It's on mine. It'll work on mine. It's, I got a 6 something.
Right? No, you don't. You got a 5.
5? 5S?
You got the fingerprint scanner?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
He doesn't play with the features of his phone.
Let me see your phone. Show me the front of it.
I got some phone.
Show me the front of it. Yes, you have a 5S.
How do you know?
Just looking at it. Because the 5...
The edges and shit?
I know I have a headphone jack.
The 5 has a square on the... Because it doesn't have a fingerprint scanner. That one does, so it's a 5S.
Are you going to buy that dongle for your phone, for your 7?
It comes with it.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, you don't have to buy anything.
Okay.
You piece of shit.
I didn't know.
And I don't even use a headphone jack.
There was some kind of $40 fucking thing that like people were complaining
about.
Yeah,
because if you wanted to charge and listen to music at the same time, who the hell
does that?
Yeah, like who's ever sat down and like if you're going to listen to music, then play, just play the music.
You don't use your headphones?
I use them, but like, but it comes with the headphone like jack thing.
Funny story, I charged and had my headphones in like 5 nights ago.
Austin, don't do
but
it.
But
why?
Who?
That?
Who?
Why? I was just laying down, and I was like, you know what? I feel like listening to some music and just chilling. And then I was like,
I ain't got time for that.
My phone's
I don't know how you have time to do anything, Austin.
You got
kids. No, you got work. It was you right play
before,
games.
It was right before bed. That's why the phone was almost dead, and I had to charge it. So I'm just laying there, like, in the dark.
But, yeah, it has the lightning, like, headphone cable, so you can just plug it in. So it comes with headphones, and in my car, it's not like I use an aux cord. I have to do Bluetooth or USB in there.
Right.
So it doesn't affect me at all. And everybody's like, what am I supposed to do with my headphones? Like, it comes with an adapter. Stop fucking out and stop going crazy about it.
I didn't know it came with an adapter.
Yeah, it comes with it.
All right, well, there you go. Why did they get rid of it? Because they're courageous.
Yeah, because they're courageous.
You telling us to wrap it up, B?
No.
Because he's about to say something.
Do you guys think this...
We're at an hour and 20 minutes, by the way.
Do you think this tells any tales of the NX? With a Mario game going to iOS?
I kind of feel like it's
and
just...
the type of game it is.
Nintendo realizing that they're not doing so well in a console space. So the widest market they can hit is a mobile space. And if that means that they don't have to sell out like Sega did... you know what I mean? They can
Sega
still
does with Nintendo.
Yeah, but Sega spread theirself way too thin. They have like 13 games on the. I mean, maybe more than 13. Let's say like 60 games on iPhones and stuff. And how many of them are even played by people? They have that.
I got Sonic 2 on my phone, so
yeah, I have Sonic 2 on my phone too, but I don't play it.
I play it occasionally. I do like a level a month.
I don't think that those, like, you can't play those types of games on your phone because they don't have buttons. Not fun to play.
That's why they got Sonic Dash and Sonic Jump.
Huh?
You used to play Street Fighter on your phone.
Yeah, but, I mean, then I stopped because they're not fun to play. They're okay, but...
Hmm.
I think you need to make a unique game for...
I think we need to wrap this up.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Bye.
All right. That's it. That's all we got for you.
Austin's got to leave soon.
This has been, yeah, he's got to leave in like 5 minutes.
I'm already late, so now I just got to go to the party on my own.
What party?
A kid party. What do you think? Well, I do.
He goes to kids' parties, then he goes home and lays down and watches and listens to music to forget about how...
And then I go to work.
How, like, miserable all those little kids have made him.
No.
Do you like dealing with children that aren't yours?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Why would anybody?
Beats me.
I don't even know how you...
and stuff and childcare.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with those people?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even know how you do it with yours.
Oh, man, my baby's so cute.
Yeah, it's a baby. They all look the
it's
same.
It's not
baby.
Yours. You should hate her.
All right, that's it for the Average Podcast and Average Joe Gaming dot stream.
Dot what? Stream?
Well, it's not AverageJoeGaming.com, right?
That's it's a new not? URL. URL. We should get it.
Dot stream?
Apparently, you can get all those URLs yeah, you now. Can. You just do put dot whatever.
Yeah.
Or really? Buy dot stream.
Yeah.
If you want.
You could buy AverageJoeGaming.com. Oh, Average Joke Gaming.
And then we could be like Ed wow. TV or Truman Show and just we'll just be recorded all the time. Streaming all the time.
Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put
Average GoPro, Joe Gaming. Streaming.
We'll put GoPros on our GoPro.
So anyways, so that's it. This is episode 173. Remember, if you want to listen to this episode, every past episode, and every future episode of The Average Podcast, all you have to do is go to... your podcast app of choice.
Yeah.
On both iPhone and Android.
Hopefully. Google Podcasts, is that the real?
Yeah, we're there.
Google Podcasts now?
Sure.
Go on, wrap this up, B.
People tell me I look like this guy. What do you think?
No. No.
More than one person has told me I look like this guy.
No.
No. Well, those people are dumb. Because you don't look like him.
Those people are as blind as that old man and don't breathe.
You're as blind as a bat.
Wrap it up, B.
Sorry. He's a good-looking guy, though. Like, I wouldn't mind looking like him. What about this picture?
No, that's not you. That's not you.
You know what? The expression, though, is definitely similar. I've seen Brian make that face.
But Brian doesn't have lip beard. That guy has
no. Yeah,
serious
that guy's got
beard.
Crazy beard. For
he's
sure.
got Austin lip beard. Look yeah, at him. Look at his lips. Where'd they go?
Yeah, he's got a crazy beard. They weren't saying the beard though.
But I think that's what makes it.
What the fuck?
Let's if you want to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, it's Average Joe Gaming on Facebook. Average Joe Gaming. No G on the end on Twitter. Individually, Homer is Will2K.
Will's keep Homer going. 2K.
Austin is ASAP Beef, AESOP.
Oh, I wanted you to keep...
How was I going to change that one?
ASAP is Austin Beef.
ASAP is Austin Beef.
That is Brian Dump.
That's
I'm your host, Bat.
you remember? I was thinking about the other day. You remember when we went to Shoe Carnival and that lady put your name as Batman?
Yeah.
What did ever happen with that? Is your name still Batman there?
I don't know.
Have you ever went to Shoe Carnival again and bought some shoes?
I don't think so. I think that's the last time I bought shoes.
That girl, she was like, "Oh, you're so cute. I'm gonna name you Batman," and his name was Batman in the system. Because he's wearing a Batman hat and a Batman shirt.
She was about it, Austin. She wanted this dick.
She wanted your bat dick.
Yeah.
She wanted you to put the bat dick in the bat cave.
Park the Batmobile in the bat cave.
There's a
I'm your host, Brian.
There's a dinosaur in the bat cave. Is that a giant dinosaur? And I thought Batman was the detective. That happens in Justice League. You remember that part?
Yeah.
Alfred.
He's a funny guy. Goodbye.
I'm your host, Brian.
I'm Austin.
And this is Waha.
And we'll see you guys next
month.
Oh, no. Did you guys plan that?
No.
How did you know?
Because. You know that chick that used to dance a lot? Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town.
casinos, bar and grill. The drink will flow and blood will spill. And if the boys wanna fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.